This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Community health centers in the state are urging Congress to renew their federal funding. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Colorado Community Health Network serves more than 850,000 people at its clinics. That's about one in seven Coloradans. But its funding needs to be reauthorized and appropriated by Congress by September 30th. More than $100 million is at risk. Here's CEO Ross Brooks.
If they don't reauthorize the fund, that's going to mean significant issues for the funding of community health centers and the care that they're able to provide to patients statewide.
Brooks says the funding is critical, making up about 10% of its annual revenue. He says without it, there could be layoffs and some clinics might even be forced to close. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The man who helped create the global seed vault in Norway brought his expertise to Fort Collins this month. Jeffrey Houghton is a World Food Prize laureate, and he toured the USDA's National Laboratory for Genetic Resources Preservation.
This is important. This is our children's future in many ways, and it needs to be invested in.
The Fort Collins lab holds 500,000 seed samples and researches ways to preserve crops that can't be stored using traditional methods. Advocates like Houghton say its work will be more important as climate change reshapes agriculture. In Pueblo, it's rivalry week, culminating in the Bell game tomorrow. Centennial and Central High Schools have clashed almost every year since 1892. That includes 75 years of the Railroad Bell Trophy. The game draws about 15,000 fans. Kickoff's at 7 p.m. at Dutch Clark Stadium. Then on Saturday, Air Force, CSU, and CU all have home football games. This is CPR News and KRCC.